So Lisa Olson lives in Virginia Beach. She's got a master's degree in journalism from Regent University, worked there for nearly 20 years. Her position was eliminated last year, and since then she's applied for hundreds of jobs, been interviewed 70 times, no luck. But she is pretty extraordinary. When she was born, doctors found her abandoned at a hospital in India. She'd been born with no arms or legs, and it was suspected she was exposed to thalidomide, which they gave, I guess, women in America for nausea in the 50s and 60s.
And it is how Lisa's life began in southern India,
where the head of pediatric medicine told his staff to euthanize me. There was one doctor, an intern in pediatric medicine, who jumped to his feet and said that God had a purpose for my life.
Little Lisa thrived, and at the age of 5, she was adopted by an American family.
I have a heart to serve people who are struggling and hurting and who feel lost. And I pray you will give me an opportunity, please.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, her adoptive mom taught her how to care for herself. That developed her independence. She uses a pen tip to type on a computer when she's filling out all these job applications, but she believes her disability has been hindering her finding her next job. I have a feeling, though, that all this attention is going to lead to a lot of opportunities for her.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have an update or anything like that?
Well, we're hoping that all this exposure will lead to that. So we'll make sure we try to follow up if we hear that she does end up with a new position. But she is just amazing. If no matter what you're facing today, you know, she doesn't have arms or legs, and she's out there saying, I have lots to offer.
There
you go. Pretty amazing. At WDJX.com, see her story.